Hello, people. I'm Jad, and welcome back to another episode of a podcast. So, I'm here. Lagi naman akong ganito yung setup ko na bago ako matulog, tsaka ako nagawa ng podcast, I have a headache. It's not because I'm not feeling well or something. I'm not feeling well, obviously, because of the headache. Kasi, ang dami kong iyak today. As in, malalalang iyak. Hagul-gul na iyak dahil sa Grey's Anatomy. I'm currently on season 11, and I cried and cried and cried and cried. Sa ending ng season 10. It was just exhausting. Pero good exhausting kasi siya. Sobrang basta dalandala talaga ako. And more than anything that I believe in my life, Grace made an impact to me. Kaya sa lahat ng mga taong nagsasabing hindi maganda ang Grace, boring siya dahil medical series siya. Like, what's so interesting about medical stuff, diba? Yun yung sasabihin na iba eh. Pero as a nursing student, I find the thrill of it talaga. And I really, really enjoy it. I really enjoy the medical stuff. And yes, there are boring stuff. Lagi nung may ganung part sa series, di naman laging lahat exciting. May mga dull moments talaga yan. Pero I learn a lot from this series. As in, this taught me a lot. And it really influenced what I currently believe in. So, yung podcast na to, it's just another... kalma na rant session, ganyan. Kasi guys, I let someone in my life again. And I thought I was that cool na I can handle it. Na I actually didn't handle it kasi I have to be honest na. I thought I let him back in my life because I can. Like, I can deal with it, no problem. But the good thing is, alam ko na wala na talaga yung mapupuntahan. Like, I got him back into my life, pero wala na talagang, hindi na kami magkakabalikan and stuff like that. I have to be honest with myself and that's it. I want him back. Like, I let him back kasi feeling ko, baka may chance pa kami. Pero knowing na wala na talaga, and ayoko din talaga. Kasi, like I said, I have a certain goal. I have plans for myself, for my family, and that does not include having a relationship. Seriously, guys. A serious relationship because I don't want it and I don't need it and there's no space for that in my life. So, yun. Then, wala, natrap na naman ako sa isang hole. But then, I got back on my feet again and I'm okay ulit. Na, yun nga, na at least... He once told me na sa love daw, wala daw win or walang talo. I mean, when you gain what you want, then it's a win. But pero pag hindi mo nakuha yung gusto mo, or hindi nag-align sa gusto mo mangyari, you learn. You don't lose. You learn from it. And yes, may learning talaga. As in, yung experience na yun, yun yun eh. Yung experience na yun. And ngayon, yung nag-udyok sa akin gumawa ng podcast na to is because I have orders from Shopee. Actually, reflection ko to sa buong 11 months or a year na pag-order ko sa online, sa Lazada, sa Shopee. Ganyan. Sabi ko, yung na-excite, syempre pag-order ka, na-imagine mo, damit, na-order ko ng damit. Na-imagine mo, suot mo yun. Tapos, syempre, nandun yung waiting period, which is yung bago pa ma-deliver sa'yo. Di ba, pag-order mo, di-deliver pa siya sa'yo, antayin mo pa siya. There's a thrill of it. Pero pag nakuha mo na yung gamit, days after, magsasawa ako na dyan eh. Like, oo, you feel good when you wear it, you feel good when you take pictures with it. Pero, oo, so yun na yun. Then, wala, you move on with your life. It's really just the thrill of it that I want in life. And it's really just the experience. That's what I realized. Na ito, yung journey ko, yung road na gusto kong tahakin, it really reflects a lot in my life, in my choices. Talagang mini-mirror ko siya. Like yung medicine road na ito, iti-take ko sa nursing student, magka-graduate ako, mag-boards ako, makakapasa ako ng boards, then I will be a successful nurse. I will be a successful nurse practitioner. Nire-reflect ko siya sa life ko. How I deal with people. How I deal with my emotions. Or how I express myself to other people, parang ganun, or how I receive people in my life. Parang ganun. Basta, mahirap siyang i-explain, guys, and I don't want to share everything about it because I love that. Na para sa akin lang siya. Nakakausap ko lang yung sarili ko about it. Not with the podcast, not with anyone else, but just myself, and I love it. And yun. I just shared this because I titled this podcast Relapse. Kasi we all have that, eh. Meron laging downfall, like, pag may magandang nangyayari sa'yo, yes, ang saya-saya mo. Saya-saya mo. Pero hindi yan pwedeng masaya lang. Meron yung talagang magiging boring part lahat sa life. Like I said, yung pag-ordering sa online shop, diba? The thrill of it. The thrill of it is the waiting, the imagination, you're wearing it, you're nailing your look, na you look good wearing that. Tapos pag nasa yun na, ah, okay na yun. Ganun. Parang ganun eh. Meron tayong, alam mo yun, may magda-downfall at magda-downfall yun. Yan. Nung happy pa ako na yung super, super thrilled ako, super, super masaya ako na mag-isa ako, ganyan, I'm really, really enjoying myself. I was expecting this, na parang, ay, darating yan. Darating yung downfall na yan. And yes, it came na, yun nga. And I don't know if I talked about it na sa previous episode ng podcast ko, pero yun. And yes, it came again. And I mean, you just get used to it. I'm 2 months free. 2 months of enjoying myself. Of myself, knowing myself more. Having a relationship with myself. And I'm really, really enjoying it. Now, I had a downfall, but I'm back. I'm back on my feet. I'm really enjoying myself again. Yun. Parang, napapaisip ka kasi. That's the problem with people. Napapaisip ka kasi na parang, when you had that downfall, when you have that downfall, that you're having the thrill of it, you're feeling the thrill of it, then you have that downfall, feeling mo kasi, wala na, tapos na. Yun kasi yung pakaramdang ng karamihan tao. And I'm not gonna lie, I experienced that, like, feeling ko, yun na. Na parang, paano ako babangon dito? But the truth is, you just have to. You just have to rise up again. Man, it's just like watching an episode of something, of a series you're watching, then mama, nanonood ka, then masaya ka. Then you're gonna find may mag-message siya yung hindi maganda, or may mag-message siya yung taong ayaw mong kausap. Tapos re-replyan mo, ganyan. Tapos, yung moment na babalik ka na, siyempre, ang dami mong naramdaman kasi nag-message siya sa yung taong hindi mo gusto. Tapos babalik ka dun sa panonood ng series na yun. Diba? Tapos moments later, you'll be into it again, into watching. Yun yun. That's how you deal with stuff in your life when everything goes down. I'm sorry, but that's just how it is. That's just how it really is. Yun. Yun yung naturo sa akin, isa sa mga naturo sa akin ng grace, isa sa na-realize ko as I go on in this single life, in this career, parang oriented life. Alam mo yun? Yun yung mga tiny things na na-realize ko na yun nga. You have to deal with stuff. You just have to. It's that easy. Like in life, life is too short to be depressed about anything. And hindi ko minamaliit. Lahat ng mga nadidepress, lahat ng may anxiety, lahat ng may depression, hindi ako namamaliit dahil wala naman ako karapatan, and I've been there. I was diagnosed with depression and I have an overthinking mind, anxiety, off the charts, off the roof anxiety, guys. But I got well. Why? Because I sucked it up. Alam ko hindi ganun kadali. But for me, it just had to be that way. You just have to say over and over again, that's life, and you have to deal with it. Diba? Parang ang tapang, no? Parang ang dali, hindi madali. Pero nandun yung option na yun. It's either you get sucked in into drowning more and more and more each day, or you get up. Get up the damn pool. of drowning. Parang ganun lang yan. And just remember, na sa lahat ng downfalls, alam mo yan, kung tao man yan, o bagay man yan, baba, you're building yourself, then the person who hurt you comes back to, I don't know, mess with you again. Parang ganyan, ganun. Kasi nangyari sa akin eh, parang, naramdaman ko, ay alam ko, yung iba sa inyo, mararamdaman din na parang, nangyato, minubo ko yung sarili ko, sisirain mo, babalik ka, ang gusto mo, laks ng trip mo ah, di ba? Parang sarap sabihan ng ganun eh. And we feel like, I felt like it was over. Parang wala na, sira na naman yung sarili ko. But no. You pick up where you left off. Because believe me, no. You did not lose yourself. Kasi, imagine. Just think of this. This is what I thought. And this is what I continue on thinking. 2 months, I'm building myself. Then he came back. Then I'm down that hole again. We 1 week of talking, 1 week of being attached again, and then wala, diba? Nawala na. Then I realized it, and I thought naisip ko talaga nasayang naman, nasira na naman yung binuo ko ng 2 months sa 1 week na pag-uusap, nasira. No, that's what I thought, but it's not that. It's just 1 week of the lifetime ahead of me, of the months ahead of me, of the years ahead of me, moving on from that experience. Ganon. It's just like that. And I have a clear vision of it now, and I'm okay now, but I need to sleep na because I have a fucking headache, guys, from crying a lot from Grace. At alam ko, kailangan ko ipahinga. Hindi ko pwedeng tapusin season 11 kasi masakit yung ending ng season 11. And yes, I'm that type of person, guys, na I like to be spoiled. Like, I don't care to be spoiled. Like, ang sarap kaya nung nanonood ka ng series, alam mo na yung nangyayari. Diba? Mas magaling ka dun sa pinapanood mo. Alam mo na yung mangyayari eh. Diba? So, yan. Masakit yung season 11. So, I need to slow down a bit. Kailangan ko yung i-dial down yung attachment ko sa Grace ngayon kasi sis, sobrang attach ako. Promise, and season 11 will hit me hard. I know that. So yan, that's it for this episode, guys. It's called Relapse, and I just want you to remember na kaya natin to. Kung sino mang may pinagdadaanan na same sa akin, na parang pakaramdam nyo, guguho na yung mundo nyo pag may sumira ng peace nyo, kung may sumira ng binubuo nyo yung sarili nyo, hindi maguguho yan. We just think of it. You just think of it na maguguhay yan, pero hindi yan maguguho. Kasi ikaw yan. You build that on your own. And that will never get lost ever again. Good night.